Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Romans, please. First chapter. The pride of your heart deceives you. But what happens through the process, and this is another way of saying what we've just said. Verse 20, Romans 1:20, says the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because when they knew God, they what? They glorified Him not as God. They didn't acknowledge Him. They didn't glorify Him. Neither were they what? Thankful. And they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was what? Darkened. Pride deceives, becomes more and more unthankful. And what happens to your understanding as that happens? It is darkened. You become duller and slower and dumber. Had the Lord asked me years ago, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me real distinctly, He said, Keith, would you like to increase your capacity to receive from me? Well, that took me all of a split second to say, yes, yes, and please, yes, yes. Would I like to know how to increase my capacity to receive from Him? Because that is the limiting factor. It's not what He can do, it's what? What can we receive? See, the psalmist said that the first generation that came out of Egyptian bondage, they turned and limited the Holy One of Israel. How could you limit God in your life? You can limit Him by your shallowness of being able to receive. So I thought, oh, yes, 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 show me. This is what He said to me. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate a lifestyle. Now, cultivate means it's not going to happen automatically. You can't just think it's going to happen by itself. Cultivate means, what does it mean in your garden? You got to get out there and dig, right? You got to cultivate a what? This is not Sunday morning and Friday night. This is what? Monday and Tuesday and all day and all. Cultivate a lifestyle of? Now, I didn't know what He was telling me. I didn't understand why He was telling me this. But later on, I began to see light here, and I saw unthankfulness causes darkness and dullness. Well, then turn it around. What does thankfulness affect? It causes you to become brighter. Oh, do you see this now? And get more light and get more understanding. What's that doing? That's opening up your spirit. Oh, come on now. That's opening up your spirit. And it actually works to enlarge your capacity and ability to understand and to see and to know and to receive and to do. Cultivate what? Of what? Thanksgiving. How do you do that? Instead of griping, instead of finding fault, instead of being huffy and acting like you don't notice. No, it's thank God for this and thank God for that. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, and oh, that's great. Thank you, Lord. Whoo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can see how the Lord led us to give these testimonies. That's why we give them. We say, thank you, Lord, for healing from cancer. Thank you, Lord, for sparing a building from a hurricane. And thank you for a pocket knife and a pair of socks and a tank of gas. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you. And what happens to us? Brighter and light. Coming up and able to receive more and think bigger. What happens when you quit being thankful? You start going down. You start getting darker. And if you quit being thankful, you get to the place where you're deceived into thinking you don't have anything to be thankful for. What do I have to be thankful for? I live in this dump. I ain't got no money. Nobody helped me. You're becoming stupid. That's right, really. Think, I'm not just calling that. That's what's happening. You're becoming, your understanding is getting, when you think God doesn't love you, He don't care about you, He's never done anything for you, then you're dumb as a post. Because come on, help me out. Now, has God ever done anything for you? You're here, aren't you? Look at you. Breathing. Thinking. Has he ever answered a prayer for you? Has he fed you, took care, healed your babies, healed you, paid your bills? Then what an insult. What ignorance. To get depressed and down and I just want to end it all because I don't have anything to be thankful for. Man, if your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. And they're working on your mansion right now. And God's got a place for you in His eternal kingdom to rule and reign. You can shout the rest of your life. Just about that. Everything else is gravy. Thank you, Lord. Thankful. Be thankful. You'll expand. You'll increase. Now go to chapter 3 and I'll see. You know, I was asking the Lord, you know, I have gone longer in this series than in the previous ones. And I've been mindful of it and thinking about it. I don't want to go too long. And I've asked the Lord, what can I do? And I'm seeing we've had some anemia in this area. We need extra of this. Do you see that? I do. You do. We need extra of this. And it's not like, you know, most of you have not heard this like you have heard teaching on faith for the past 10 years. See, I could start teaching on faith and you've already got a big block of reference. I don't have to explain everything. I can just mention something and you got background. Right? But this, we've been deficient in this. I mean, we really are Ned and the first reader on this. We're talking about what is knowledge. Right? What is wisdom? And for so many folks, it's just brand new. So we need extra. And all I know to tell you is I'm doing the best I know. So it takes a little bit, takes a little bit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And it's not like we're doing this every night.
That's right.
It's once a week.
That's right.
Right? If we hit it every time, that's what, 50 or so times a year? I mean, it's not a lot. But can you take some more right now? Or are you?
Yes.
Chapter 3, you there?
Yes.
Proverbs 3. I can at least start this. We'll see what the Lord says. 3:1. My son, Proverbs 3:1. Forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For, are y'all with me? Proverbs 3:2. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Does this affect how long you live? This would be worth some investment then, wouldn't it?
Yes.
He said, skip down to verse 13 for time's sake. Happy is the man that finds what?
Wisdom.
And the man that getteth understanding. You'll be what?
Happy.
How about these depressed folks then? We know they didn't get it. Right? They didn't get it because if they'd have got it, they'd be happy. Right? Now really think about it. How could you be full of the wisdom of God and be depressed? Full of the understanding and knowledge of God and be depressed. It just doesn't work that way. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared to her. Her what?
Wisdom
and understanding. Now get this. Length of days is in her right hand. and in her left hand, riches and honor. When you get wisdom, you get something else. Wisdom has company that travels with wisdom. What do you get on the right? You get to live a long time. To be long life. The Lord said, with long life, I'll satisfy you. Show you my salvation. But it's coupled together with wisdom. Wisdom. You live your life in the wisdom of God. And you just keep living. And you just keep living. And you miss that accident. And you miss that. And you get healed from that disease. And you keep living. And just keep living.
Amen.
Other people do some dumb stuff and get taken out. But not you. You are wise. And you're still here. And you're still here. And decades go by. You're still here. Till you just say, hey, I'm ready to go. I've been here so long. I'm satisfied. In the other hand, now what is it?
Riches.
What?
Riches.
Say that word again, that R word. That
riches.
Riches. Riches. Riches. And honor. Riches. You get wisdom. You get long life on one hand, and you get riches and honor on the other hand. Comes with. Comes with. You remember Solomon, don't you? What did he ask God for? God, give me wisdom. Got to have wisdom to lead your people. And what did God give him? Wisdom. But what come with it? There were some things that came with. Right? God told him, said, I'm glad you didn't ask for the life of your enemies. You didn't just ask for long life for yourself. You didn't just ask for riches and power for yourself. You asked for wisdom. It pleased God that he asked for wisdom. And he said, and because you asked for that, I'm going to give it to you. But you also going to get, you're going to get the riches. You're going to get the honor. And if you'll serve me, stay with me, I'm going to give you a long life too. It comes with wisdom. Long life. Riches, honor. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602J. That's R1602J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.